For William McPherson, it was a writer's dream come true, critical acclaim for his first novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Some of the words the critics used to describe McPherson's novel, Testing the Current: brilliant, breathtaking, intelligent, powerful. It's about growing up, seeing the world of 1939 through the eyes of a small-town Wisconsin 8-year-old boy. McPherson was on his way to his job at the Washington Post one cold day in 1977.
I was walking along the street to work. It was about 10 in the morning. It was a perfectly ordinary morning. It was very cold and very sunny when I had what I can only describe as a vision. What I saw with enormous force and clarity was a woman on a golf course. But I didn't see just the woman. I saw the grass, the dew on the grass, the little white ball washer, the red flag on the green, the leaves on the trees, the river in the distance, and it was as if everything were frozen for a moment in time.
William McPherson leaned against a tree, then sank to the curb, unable to get the vision out of his mind. At home, he sat down to write about it.
As I was doing it, I realized that this was the observer of this woman on the golf course. Was a little kid sitting on the steps of a country club.
In the book, McPherson's young hero becomes aware that life is not idyllic, that there is pain and death and discord.
He learns that the rules that grown-ups lay down that he thinks are inflexible and that I think all children do, those are the rules, that's the given. He learns in the course of the book that that's not, in fact, the way grown-ups behave, that the world is not as it seems to be.
William McPherson, his celebrated first novel is Testing the Current, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William McPherson won a Pulitzer Prize for his literary criticism in 1977 and now works on the editorial page of the Washington Post. He started work on his acclaimed first novel, Testing the Current, after what he describes as a vision, the image of people and places in a small Midwestern town as seen through the eyes of an 8-year-old boy on the eve of World War II. McPherson did most of his writing on vacations.
Even if I wasn't working on the book every day, I was thinking about it every day or feeling guilty because I wasn't working on it. At first I went away. I thought, oh, what fun. I can be a writer, you know? You can do that any place. And I thought about the various places I could do it, and I decided I would go to Maine. I've always liked Maine. And I went to Maine for what I thought was the summer while I tore the cartilage into my knee, not typing, but sailing one day. And I had to go back to Washington and have knee surgery, but I realized then that I was not going to write my book in Maine. I had to write my book in my own place.
As the novel neared its completion, McPherson asked for more time off.
I called the Post and I said, you have to understand that you've got to give me some time. I mean, I'm going to finish this book and I think I can finish it in a month. And I've been working on it for 5.5 years and it's the most important thing in my life.
McPherson says he is overwhelmed by the rave reviews for Testing the Current and is planning 3 related novels with many of the same characters.
I've always thought of myself as a journalist. I loved being an editor at a publishing house. I liked being a reporter. I liked being an editor of a book section, and I like writing a column on the op-ed page and doing what I do there. But what I really see myself now as, I see myself as a novelist, and that's what I really want to do.
William McPherson, Simon & Schuster, published his first novel, Testing the Current. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.